It is rare to catch world record holding extreme angler Jakub Wagner in the Czech Republic. After all, he spends most of his time on fishing expeditions to remote destinations like the Amazon in search of what he calls freshwater giants. In his home country, the 30-year-old fisherman has become a star in his own right and is currently on billboards all over the city as the face of a new advertising campaign for a well-known Czech bank. He also has his own TV show on National Geographic, Fish Warrior, and last year he appeared on the famous American Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I spoke to Jakub Wagner about fish, the importance of going after your dreams, and how he first discovered his love for angling.
I discovered my love for fishing when I was around 5 years old. And in this time, I caught my first big fish. It was carp, around 20 pounds, 10 kilos. And since this time, I was completely crazy about fishing.
That's a remarkable catch for a first catch. But you also come from a very musical family. Your father is the well-known producer Karel Wagner. What was it like to grow up in an environment with a very famous dad?
I think my father is a great person. He's a very good musician, but what's most important, he's a great father. And he didn't like fishing, but I'm supposed to be a musician like my father. But, you know, I found my own way of life, and now I'm a fisherman, and I enjoy my life, and I really like nature. So my father is a musician, I'm a fisherman.
When you were studying at the conservatory, you actually, that was when you decided to pursue your dream of becoming a professional fisherman. Was that a difficult decision to just run away from everything?
It wasn't definitely easy because, as I said, my father was really proud that I'm studying Prague Conservatory of Music, and my mother as well, and they were hoping I will be a musician. But I knew that my dream was become a fisherman and live with nature and travel a lot and see different places, different people all around the world. And when I was around 17, 18, I decided to try this different way of life. And I said, okay, I have to leave the school because otherwise I will continue studying, and then I will go probably somewhere else studying, and I will have no time to do all my dreams. So I decided to left school and do my best.
And you went from Prague straight to Australia. That is certainly a huge step. Maybe you can tell me a bit about your beginnings there, how you managed to make a living, how you were learning the language, all that.
It was very difficult because when I said to my father I left school, he kicked me out of the home. So it wasn't easy, and my family was really unhappy with me. So I asked my grandmother if she could lend me some money. So I bought a flight ticket to Australia, and I went there, and of course with no working permission. So I tried to find a work to get some money. But it was really difficult, so first 3 months I had to live in Central Park and eat whatever I could. So it wasn't definitely easy. And then I found work in one Italian restaurant. The name, I still remember the name, was Limoncello. And I was a kitchen hand over there, $5 per 1 hour. And it was great school of life. And after 6 months, I met one great man. His name is Rex Hunt. These days he was, and he still is, a very famous fisherman in Australia and all around the world. He had his own TV show on Discovery Channel for 15 years, from Monday to Friday. And we become friends, and when I was leaving Australia, he told me, look, when I managed to have my own TV show here in Australia, try it in Czech Republic as well, you know, try to make your dreams. So I came back here and I tried it.
When would you say was the moment that you were able to live from fishing and you kind of had a breakthrough from after these very difficult early days in Australia?
When I came back from Australia, I tried to listen. My Nestor Rexantena was calling and calling and calling to Czech National Television for 3 months every day and asking to get a meeting with the director of Czech Television to speak with him about my idea to have my own TV show about fishing. And they were telling me, he has no time, he has no time, he has no time for 3 months. And after 3 months, I get a meeting, and I went there, and he told me, look, you have 15 minutes, no more. And I told him, look, I would like to have my own TV show about fishing. And he asked me, okay, is this the sport where you sit, you know, on the riverbank, you don't speak at all, you don't catch anything, and after 5-6 hours, you know, you go home? And I told him, yes, that's the sport, but it can be a great fun, it can be a huge adrenaline, we can travel a lot, and I think it can be a great show. And after the next 3 months, I had my first show on Czech National Television, so it was a great luck.
That is a great success, and I'm sure a great relief too to have managed that. But since then, you have also had TV series on other channels, among them National Geographic, where your show Fish Warrior is airing, and you've published a book about your experience, My Friend the Catfish. How much time do you have to actually go fishing these days with all these media appearances and all this other work?
I try to fish as much as I can, so it means always. And of course, it's not only about fishing. I have to do my homeworks as well, like a lot of writing and preparing the expedition. So I would say I'm like 2-3 weeks fishing somewhere in the jungle, and then I come back here for let's say 1 week, 10 days, and I go again somewhere else, and I do all the rest. But I do fishing at least in my head 24/7.
And if we talk a bit about preparing these exhibitions, what does that entail? What do you have to do before you can take off?
It depends where you want to go. I mean, if you go somewhere to Texas, where you have a lot of civilization around, you don't need to prepare yourself, you know, just buy a flight ticket, take your tackle, and you can go. But if you go somewhere in the middle of the jungle, I mean, into the Amazon, for example, or somewhere somewhere to Africa, then it takes time, and again it depends for how long, where. So sometimes I need to prepare myself and all expedition at least 3-4 months in advance, sometimes 2-3 years. It really depends where you want to go.
And I've also heard that as regards to the fish, you don't actually eat them. You always release the fish you catch. Can you explain a bit which philosophy is behind that approach?
Yeah, I really do only catch and release because, you know, if you fish for these giant fish, they can grow over 2-3 meters, you know, weighing 400, 500 pounds, even kilos. Then it's kind of silly to kill them, you know. These beautiful animals are bigger and older than you, and I have no reason to kill them. Why? What I want is to show them to people all around the world, and show to people, look, we have these beautiful creatures, not only in oceans but in freshwater as well, but they are disappearing. We have, you know, few more years, I would say 30, 40, maximum 50 years to see them, because they are disappearing extremely fast.
You've already touched on that, but I believe your special interest are those really large freshwater fish. That is the specimen you are most interested in. What has been the most impressive such fish you've ever caught, or any moment where you thought, oh wow, I never thought I would get to see this kind of fish up close?
There were many of them. And probably the most interesting fish for me was my first arapaima in the Amazon. It was kind of miracle for me because, you know, we discovered first wild arapaima after many, many years in the jungle. That fish wasn't huge, was maybe around, let's say, 30, 40 kilos. Kind of baby, but it was amazing feeling.
And I'd imagine that it's not always without danger going into these extreme fishing situations. Has there ever been a moment where you feared for your life, or you thought, okay, this is getting really dodgy, I'm afraid?
To be honest, no, because if you travel to all these strange places, you have to know you're not traveling to Maldives or Hawaii. It's difficult, it can be dangerous, and you have to know that. You have to prepare yourself, but you can't think about it, okay? You go there, you know what you are going to do there, and you have to survive.
And I believe you also hold several world records in this area. Can you maybe list a few for our listeners?
Yes, I can. Some of them, the biggest Arapaima gigas in the world, all tackle world record. That fish was over 3 meters and more than 150 kilos. Then one more Arapaima, then Wells catfish from Italy, over 2 meters 50. Then what else? Yeah, I don't remember very well. Probably 7 or 8 of them, I'm not sure.
Wow, yeah, that is impressive though. And I've heard that you also sometimes take celebrities fishing with you. Can you tell us about some of the people who have accompanied you on your tours or on your expeditions?
In Czech Republic, there are a lot of fishermen and as well a lot of very famous people fish. Now, you would be surprised how many fishermen we have in Czech Republic. Actually, we have more than 1 million fishermen in country where you have something a little bit over 10 million people. So it's more like 10%. And yeah, I fished with our president, Václav Klaus, and a lot of celebrities are great fishermen, even women like Kateřina Brožová. She's a fisherman as well. And Karel God, he used to fish as well when he was young. So, but my father, he's not a fisherman.
So that might be the one person who you yeah. won't get out there with.
No. He was actually fishing with me after 15 years. Last year in autumn, and he fished with me for 2 days, and he caught his first big Wells catfish around 45 kilos. And actually, it was one of the most important fish for me, one of the most beautiful day.
Oh, that sounds so nice. I'm sure that was a great experience. I just would like to briefly also talk about your experience in the U.S. I believe that when you were on The Tonight Show, you really charmed Jay Leno. Maybe you can talk to us about your experience working in American TV and what that is like.
I really love United States, you know. I think it's a great place to live and great people, you know. There are as well some difficulties, but you have difficulties in every country. People in Czech Republic are jealous. A lot of them are really jealous. In United States, it's different. You know, if would someone say in Tonight Show, you know, today I bought a new Ferrari. Everybody would stand, you know, and say, yeah, you are great. I really believe that you had to work really hard to buy such a car. If you would say something like this in Czech television, you know, everybody would say, ah, how he managed to buy such an incredible expensive car. I think there has to be something behind. So that's why I really like United States. And show with Jay Leno was great, you know. He's such a nice guy. I didn't know him before, I need to be honest. And when I was waiting there, you know, in 1 second there was a guy standing 2 meters, you know, from me. He had, you know, his old jeans, old t-shirt and plate full of fruits. And that was Jay Leno, you know. Normal guy, great guy. He was talking with me about Czech beer, Czech cars. He loves, he's great fan of cars and great personality.
It's a nice experience, I'm sure. And lastly, you just got back from Amazonia a few days ago. May I ask you what you're up to this year in 2012, what you're planning to do?
The only thing what I really want is stay happy and do what I really want to do. Go fishing, make some TV shows, write a new book, and do a lot of work with children and teach them how to fish and teach them respect for nature. That's very important, and that's it.